Now we can move on to some news items. We can start with some happy news, as a couple receive their MBEs at Buckingham Palace. There are comments on why Aylsham has been said to be one of the best places to live in England, and there is the welcome announcement of the end of the lockdown which had been enforced by the bird flu epidemic. On the downside, however, there is a warning about scams, and St Andrew's car park is to undergo works which will involve a limit on the parking spaces available. A husband and wife duo made their MBEs for their services to charity and to the community in Norwich have looked back on a magical and lovely day at Buckingham Palace, receiving the honour from the Princess Royal. David and Ruth Southgate of Reefham Road, Helsden, were nominated for the honour in March 2019 after a member of their orchestra suggested it to two of their four sons. David and Ruth have dedicated more than 50 years of their lives to voluntary work, including founding Meadow Way Chapel in May 1971 and a 35-member orchestra. Our family was taken to the throne room before we were called in. We walked towards Her Royal Highness and she put our medals on. She remembered Norwich and was very interested in what we had achieved.
Aylsham is one of the UK's three cityslow towns, part of a movement which promotes leisurely lifestyles to combat the stresses of modern life. And it's the little things in Aylsham that make a big difference, according to the Sunday Times coveted annual Best Places to Live guide. It was recently named one of the UK's best places to live by both the Sunday Times and lifestyle magazine Muddy Stilettos. But what makes Aylsham so special? Who better to ask about what makes the Norfolk market town stand out from the crowd than those who live and work there and are at the centre of everything the town prides itself on? It's changed in the last 40 years I've lived here. It's grown, but it has still retained its Georgian market town feel. I think that's one of the reasons people like it so much. The town's thriving recreation ground is home to a tennis club with 300 members, and more than 100 people are associated with the cricket club. It's becoming more and more of a thriving town with a lot more hospitality venues opening. It ticks a lot of boxes for people who want to be close to the coast and city. Everyone seems to get on, and it has a real community vibe and spirit. It's a lovely area to live.
Free-range poultry, which has been forced indoors for 6 months amid the bird flu crisis, will finally be allowed to roam outside again from today. A mandatory housing order for poultry and captive birds was enforced across Norfolk, Suffolk and parts of Essex on October the 12th. But with case numbers falling and the risk levels lowered, DEFRA has confirmed the housing order will be lifted from April the 18th, except for flocks still in a protection zone relating to a recent case. It means that from today, eggs laid by hens with access to outdoor ranges can return to be marketed as free range after being forced to be relabeled as barn eggs when they reached the end of a 16-week grace period in February.
Plans to build more than 450 homes on the outskirts of Norwich, which were being opposed by a nearby hotel, have been withdrawn. Developers had hoped to build another 456 homes on the White House Farm development in Sprowston, where around 1,200 were built during Phase 1, but have now told Broadland District Council they are pulling the plug. Part of Phase 2 would border Sprowston Manor, but management of the hotel and golf club had objected, saying the new homes would limit the use of its marquee for weddings and events, which it said could lead to its closure and a large number of redundancies.
Norwich police have issued a warning. Scammers are getting more sophisticated, following a spate of new tricks targeting the area. Attempts to con city folk have seen a massive increase since the turn of the year, with groups going door to door to convince them to take up dodgy contracts, pose as the police, and offer shoddy work for extortionate prices. Incidents have seen one man agree to pay a large sum of money to a cold caller to carry out work in his patio, only for a family member to stop him at the last minute. And fraudsters, pretending to be police detectives, attempt to access victims' bank accounts and harvest personal information. Areas targeted included NR3, Helsdon and Taverham, but police believe most scammers will cast their net across the whole city. Inspector Craig Bidwell of Norwich Police warned scammers were always coming up with new ways to trick people and added they're becoming more convincing.
Almost 200 spaces in a busy city car park are set to close until the summer. St Andrew's in Duke Street will undergo works to improve health and safety, requiring the closure of spaces. The works will mean that 192 spaces will not be in use, mainly impacting the entire top level and some spaces on all other levels. Level 1 will be the only floor unaffected. The 1.23 million works will start on April 21 and are due to be finished by mid-June. People who normally park at St Andrew's are asked to use Rose Lane or St Giles car park if it is full. Those with season tickets will be able to use these at Rose Lane. We now have a second feature for you. Keys Auctioneers have a large sale of vintage postcards coming up. Ray Murphy of Keys commenced an article in the Eastern Daily Press written to promote the sale with an historical background to postcards. His article is read by Ian Robertson.